Hello, welcome to an emergency edition of Locked On Sharks, the premier podcast covering your favorite team in the Bay Area. And we're going to be discussing Aiden Hill being traded from the San Jose Sharks to the Vegas Golden Knights. So all that and more on today's emergency episode of Locked On Sharks.
Your Locked On Sharks, your daily podcast on the San Jose Sharks. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
I'm your host, Jade Young, contributor at Fear the Fan and San Jose Hockey Now. And I want to thank you guys for making this your first listen for this emergency podcast. We're free and available where you get podcasts and, of course, subscribe on YouTube. But the big news, of course, Aiden Hill being traded to the Vegas Golden Knights for a 2024 fourth round pick. And where does this kind of leave the Sharks? So they had a logjam between Kaapo Kähkönen, James Reimer, and Aiden Hill. Kaapo Kähkönen, we kind of knew he was the safest of the three. James Reimer, you know, the reports were they wanted a second round pick for him. And Aiden Hill was kind of the odd man out for the Sharks. So for the Sharks, this really clears up that logjam. So now you have Kaapo and James Reimer. Kaapo is probably going to be your main starter. I would assume he probably gets about 60% of the starts. James Reimer, your backup plays the other 40%. And then this helps with, you know, then you have Straussman and Itu Mäkinen from and Aaron Dell kind of as your three-headed monster down in the CUDA. So, you know, Hill, who the Sharks acquired a second, you know, for a second round pick last summer, didn't have the best season with the Sharks. And whether it's, you know, I mean, it's not like he was coming from a juggernaut Arizona team, but last year in his 25 games played, he had a .906 save percentage, .266 goals against average, did have two shutouts during that time. But, you know, he played about half the season and then he got injured and, you know, whatever mysterious injury he had, he just wasn't really able to come back. He played one game after the mid-January where he had a shutout against the Kings, which is still, I think, is the funniest thing, that he came back, plays one game, gets a shutout, and then we don't see him for the rest of the season. But, you know, I think he struggled with his glove hand a lot last year. And, you know, there were times where that was, you know, guys would just be picking on that constantly. He did show flashes, like I said, having a couple shutouts. He had a huge game against Calgary at the beginning of the season, where I think he stopped 40 plus shots in that game and the Sharks won that game. But, you know, I think from the Sharks' perspective, you know, having Kaapo Kähkönen, who you got at the deadline last year, really showed a lot in his small, you know, kind of small sample size down the stretch on a very, very bad Sharks team. You know, and I think he's going to be working his way to being a number one goaltender this year. And I think he kind of makes that move for the Sharks and becomes their number one goaltender for the next couple of years. And Reimer, who was, you know, we've talked about before how, you know, what he did was really above and beyond kind of expectations last year and really solidified the goaltending, especially after the last couple of years of Martin Jones and, you know, Aaron Dell and, you know, some of the other guys that they threw back there for a test run. But, you know, definitely won some games for the Sharks that they probably didn't deserve to win last year. And, you know, from people I've talked to, James Reimer's beloved in that building, and he's done everything that the Sharks organization has asked from them. So, you know, I think they wanted to take care of him this year. If, you know, the Sharks season goes poorly, maybe you trade him at the deadline to a contender, you know, type of situation. They didn't want to just throw James Reimer out to a bad team. I know he has a 5-team, you know, no trade list, but he's the type of guy where if you had asked him to trade, you know, to waive his trade list to go somewhere, he probably would have done it type of guy. But with Reimer, you know, I think they really want to kind of see how the season goes. And then if at the trade deadline, you know, if it looks like they're going to be, you know, not contending again this year, then you maybe move them for a piece or, you know, for a draft pick type of thing. So, and then you go into next year where you can next offseason try to find another backup behind Kaapo, or see how the young guys perform on the CUDA next year, and if one of those guys are ready to take the next step. So, but let's get back to this trade. So, and from the Vegas side, you know, for them, why they traded for it, you know, they, of course, Robin Lehner, who's going to be out for the season, probably, who knows, with Vegas, how they like to kind of play these games. And then they had Logan Thompson, who's going to be the expected starter for them. You know, AHL goalie of the year, really kind of performed well down the stretch for Vegas last year. And, you know, I think he's going to, you know, he's got a very bright future. Then you have Lauren Bressois, who the, you know, the Vegas traded or signed last offseason, was expected to kind of be the backup guy. And, you know, he's coming off an injury, and it doesn't look like he's going to be ready for the start of the season. So I think this for them, for a team where, you know, as much as we talk about how much this team's kind of in disarray, they still have a lot of top quality pieces, and they still are trying to make a playoff run in what's going to be a very wild Pacific. So for them, adding a goalie who's actually played real NHL games and has been doing it for a while, and I think he's going to definitely slide into Logan Thompson's backup role. You know, it's not the worst thing in the world for them to take, you know, take a swing on an NHL caliber goalie who maybe in this system he fits a little bit better, you know, type of situation. So as for the compensation, a fourth round pick, it's fine, it's whatever. You know, you probably could have maybe gotten more just because of Vegas's dire need for a goalie at this situation, but at the same time, the Sharks were also needed to get rid of a guy here. So I think it's a fair compensation. If you'd ask me, I think a fourth round pick kind of seems fair. And I know people are gonna be like, "Well, they traded a second round pick last year." You're not gonna get a second round pick. His value has gone down after the season he had. So it's better just to cut your losses. Yeah, that frees up a little bit of money, you know, that especially for a Sharks team that's somehow against the cap after all this season, all the moves that they made this offseason. I know they sent some guys down to, you know, down to the CUDA. They'll be cap compliant and everything, but whatever, you know, you took a swing on a guy. You hope that maybe he would come in and kind of be, you know, maybe take the claim at being a goalie of the future, and it didn't work out. So it's better to get something in return, even if it's a diminished value, than just to have a three-headed goalie monster that doesn't do anything for you. And then now you have clarity. Kaapo Kähkönen is your starter. James Reimer is your backup. And then you have your CUDA guys. And Aaron Dell is your break in case of glass, kind of emergency player, where if both the goalies get hurt, or if one of the goalies gets hurt, he can come up and play in a spot start. And he's also going to be able to help these young CUDA goalies as they're getting acclimated to the pros. So all in all, I think it's a fair deal. It's, you know, good for the Sharks to kind of finally get some clarity on this. Aiden Hill, I don't think he's going to go in there into Vegas and just be, you know, become a world beater or something like that. We're probably going to see the same Aiden Hill, and you're going to see good nights where he looks great, and you're going to have nights where he looks frustrating for the Knights as well. So, yeah, so that's it. Like I said, just want to get a quick, you know, little 10-minute emergency podcast thoughts about the Aiden Hill trade. So be back tomorrow with a mailbag episode, so you guys can leave some questions. I've gotten a bunch of good questions, but you can leave a question here. I'll put up a little thing. You guys can leave a question on all of our social media. Look for the grommet, searching for the mail post. So leave a question there, and then I'll try to answer it. Also on YouTube, same thing on the community piece there. You can look for little grommet, search into the mail. I'll leave your question. I'm gonna prioritize the YouTube questions, make you guys try to focus on the get you guys over on YouTube. So if you haven't, please do follow us Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. You can also subscribe on YouTube. Like I said, all the questions on YouTube will get answered first. They get first dibs. So that's gonna be it. Like I said, be back tomorrow. You can find the show wherever you get podcasts, subscribe wherever get podcasts, subscribe on YouTube, follow me on Twitter at MyFryHole, and be back tomorrow for the mailbag. Bye, friends.